This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The forecast high in Austin, Texas today, according to the Weather Channel, was 99 degrees with 34% humidity, which puts the heat index at really hot. And if you live there and you don't have AC or your AC's broken, this is about the worst time you can imagine to have to replace or repair or get a new AC system installed. Those installation companies know they have the pricing upper hand right now, but this summer there are some other things to consider. Higher prices in response to President Trump's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on how that's playing out in the sweltering heat of Austin.
In Texas, this is one of the most comforting sounds in the summer. The sweet hum of air conditioning cooling down a sweltering house. Caitlin Leahy and her husband own this house. She came home recently with her daughters, aged 2 and 5, to find her AC unit giving plenty of sound, but no cooling.
I'm getting the girls situated and making dinner, and I am sweating, and I am a cold person normally, and I am like, there is something wrong.
There was something wrong. The Leahy's HVAC unit was about 20 years old and needed to be replaced. In this heat, she wasted no time.
We had people come to the house Tuesday and Wednesday, and we made our decision Wednesday, and they installed it Friday. And that week was the longest week of my life. It was so hot.
She did some shopping around, looking at prices and reading reviews, but she says with the thermometer rising, she was under pressure, didn't have as much time to ask as many questions as she wanted. Among those, questions about tariffs, even though she knew it could be a factor.
I feel like our situation this summer, it was really a timing issue, more so than we were worried about tariffs.
But other people are worried about them. Eric Love owns Trufficient Energy Solutions in Texas. His company doesn't make AC units, it just installs them in homes. He didn't install Leahy's unit, but he says he's surprised by the number of customers who worry U.S. trade policy might be pushing up prices.
Believe it or not, consumers are actually pretty aware of what was going on because some of them would ask about the equipment before we even reached the price, whether that would affect the pricing or not.
Love says back in March, when the first round of tariffs on steel and aluminum went into place, HVAC manufacturers started reaching out to installers.
Certain manufacturers, they sent out letters saying there's going to be price increases.
Like this message posted on the website of Hercules Industries, a major HVAC manufacturer.
Since the announcement of a 25% tariff on all foreign steel imports, the market has been placed under significant constraints unlike which we have experienced in recent past. To navigate such volatile market conditions, we will be implementing a 6% increase on all non-material intensive products and a 12% increase on material intensive products.
And the company warns it's not ruling out more price hikes in the future. When manufacturers do that, installers like Eric Love have to either absorb the price hike themselves or pass it on to their customers.
Every company does their pricing different. Every company has a different overhead. My philosophy has been just be pretty open with customers.
Most of his business comes from word of mouth and referrals, so he's got an extra incentive not to push up his prices. But he also says record heat across the country this summer has meant he's been busier than in the past. So now he can keep up his profits by installing more units to hopefully make up for the rise in cost.
Unfortunately, I have no control over pricing for manufacturers or what's going on politically, but even with the price increases, this has been a great year for, I think, most HVAC companies.
Caitlin Leahy says she's happy to pick up whatever price increases the tariffs may have added to her new HVAC unit. She says she's lucky to be able to afford to replace things when they break down. And she likes helping people, like her installer, make a living.
These people are trying to get by. They're working so hard to keep their business at a certain profit margin. And for me, the extra couple hundred dollars that maybe was passed on to me, I kind of don't mind it because that to me is a way to support that small business.
She just hopes her family's not going to have to help any more small HVAC installation businesses for at least another 20 years. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.